This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Mexico has a new president, and that could have implications for U.S. farm trade and the number one foreign market for exports. On Monday, Claudia Sheinbaum was elected president of Mexico. She's the first woman president in Mexico's history. We will hear more from Dave Salmonson with American Farm Bureau about what new Mexican leadership means for U.S. and Mexico ag trade next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 gallons of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Claudia Sheinbaum is the newly elected president of Mexico, and although the country has a new leader, American Farm Bureau Senior Director of Government Affairs Dave Salmonson says she is likely to continue the status quo in ag trade.
Now, she has said immediately after being elected, she wants to continue the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Her number one priority is strong relations with the United States.
That strong trade relationship will rely on many factors, including trade issues that U.S. officials have been working to overcome.
Thinking specifically of biotech corn, somewhat less confrontational there. While there is an ongoing case, which we think will be resolved in November.
Mexico is now the top trade partner for United States agriculture. Almost $3 billion a year on average, or a quarter of U.S. corn exports, went to Mexico in the last 10 years, and almost $5 billion in 2021. Canada is the United States' second biggest ag export market, and China is now number three. Salmonson says the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, is up for review in 2026, with several ag trade issues still needing to be addressed, namely the GM corn dispute with Mexico and dairy trade issues with Canada.
Mexico will, for 2024, be the U.S.'s number one agricultural export destination at about $28.7 billion.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.